Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 62 at 21,206. It's a record high close for the Dow Industrials. Whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high close, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. There is a glass partition between me and the control room. I'm in the talk studio. They're in the control room. It's kind of like a zoo. The control room. Doreen joining us. She's distributing candles. We have Randy, James, Jason stuck around from the closing bell show. Thank you, sir. Some of the cast from the Fanatic 1580, our sister sports station, joining in. Jeff Dean, Manooch, Rock, and Drew. Good to see you guys. Renee joining us as well. And from the sales department, it's Friday. Sales department left at 10. Yeah. Okay. Everybody lighting the candle. A nice ambient glow comes up from the control room. Ah, yes, it's warm, it's soft, it's pleasant. One of the few times the control room could be described as pleasant. Everybody have their candle lit? Okay, now if you head down to the Money Radio Bistro, today you will find, well, let me start out with the good stuff. Donuts. Today's National Donut Day. So, there. But if you're looking for cookies, you will find some chocolate chip cookies in the cupboard there. And, of course, milk. Milk and cookies. And today, donuts. And there they go. They're off. They are off. Catch up with them, Randy. You can make it. You can do it. Yeah. Yeah, there they go. Down the hallway. To celebrate another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 21,206. Also a record for the S&P 500, up 9 at 2,439. NASDAQ Composite up 58, a record 6,305. Russell 2000 up 9 at 1,405, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury down 6 basis points at 2.16%. Oil down 56 cents at $47.80 per barrel. That's just how we celebrate milk and cookies. So jobs report Friday. Let's get to it. Job growth slowed in May. The economy added 138,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. Employment gains in the prior 2 months were not as strong as previously reported. May's job gains marked a sharp deceleration from the 181,000 monthly average over the past 12 months and missed consensus estimates. In the first 5 months of 2017, the U.S. had added an average of 162,000 jobs a month. That's down from 187,000 in 2016 and as many as 250,000 a month that we saw back in 2014, a post-recession high. Under the Trump administration, the economy has now added 594,000 new jobs, or an average of 148,000 per month. The economy created 66,000 fewer jobs than previously reported in March and April. The government cut its estimate of new jobs created in April to 174,000 from 211,000. And March's gain was reduced to just 50,000 from 79,000. Now, over the last 3 months, the United States added an average of only 121,000 jobs. That's the lowest three-month average since 2012. The unemployment rate fell 0.1 of a percentage point to its lowest level since May 2001, 4.3%. It has dropped 0.5 of a percentage point this year. Last month's decline came as people left the labor force. The survey of households from which the jobless rate is derived also showed a drop in employment. The number of people who reported themselves as having a job dropped by 233,000. Meanwhile, the number of people not in the labor force at all, neither working nor actively looking for work, well, that soared by 608,000. the average work week for all employees on private non-farm payrolls was unchanged at 34.4 hours in May. In manufacturing, the work week also was unchanged at 40.7 hours, while overtime edged up by 1/10 of an hour to 3.3 hours. In May, average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls rose by 4 cents to $26.22. Over the year, average hourly wages have risen by 63 cents or 2.5%. That's only slightly above the 2.2% annual increase in the Consumer Price Index. The U.S. has created more than 16 million new jobs since 2010 to push the unemployment rate to a 16-year low. But the strongest labor market in years still has not translated into much bigger paychecks for American workers. Wages typically grow an annualized 3 to 4% when the economy is strong and the unemployment rate is as low as it is now at 4.3%. Business complaints of labor shortages have become increasingly widespread. The shortfall of skilled workers available for hire might even be a chief cause of the recent slowdown in hiring. However, most employers haven't figured out that paying higher wages might pull qualified workers off the sidelines. New claims for unemployment benefits remain below 240,000 on a four-week average, and that indicates employers are reluctant to let people go because they fear they won't be able to rehire them later if needed because the labor market is so tight, but still unwilling to train potential new workers. This is likely one of the first real signs we've seen that the labor market is nearing full employment. It doesn't mean we're there yet, just that we're getting closer to seeing the balance of power shift from employers to workers ever so slightly. The quality of available jobs is crucial, not just the quantity. For employers unwilling to train and unwilling to pay better wages, look for continued difficulty filling jobs. Also, there are large segments of the population that are constantly overlooked for jobs that they may very well be qualified to fill. The point here is that we are not at full employment, not yet. One negative sign was that the labor force participation rate dropped to 62.7%, a sign that sidelined workers were not rejoining the labor force. That's always ugly. The overall participation in the labor force has hovered just below 63% during the recovery. That's down from over 66% before the recession. But the small gains that had been made were knocked off this month, suggesting that when workers drop out of the labor market, they stay out. Of course, a big reason for the low labor force participation rate is demographics. Baby boomers are retiring. Looking at the labor force participation rate for people aged 25 to 54, the prime working years, the ratio fell to 78.4% from 78.6%. But it is still plausible that it could rise back to its levels above 80% before the 2008 recession, or even to its record highs near 82% back in 2000. A broad measure of unemployment known as U6, which includes people who want to work but have given up searching and those working part-time because they can't find full-time employment, U6 fell 0.2 of a percentage point to 8.4%. That's the lowest since November 2007. The number of long-term unemployed was essentially unchanged over the month at 1.7 million. The leisure and hospitality industry added 31,000 net new jobs in May, down from 58,000 the previous month. Healthcare and social assistance providers increased their payrolls by just over 32,000 after a 44,900 gain in April. Education added 23,000. Employment in professional and business services continued to trend up, gaining 38,000. Construction companies increased their payrolls by 11,000. The most notable weakness was among traditional retailers that continue to lose ground to internet rivals, 6,100 retail jobs lost last month. They cut jobs for the fourth straight month, and the retail sector has now lost jobs in six of the last 8 months. Over the past 4 months, non-store retailers, mostly online sellers, have added 12,500 jobs, while the rest of the sector has cut 92,600. Department stores alone have cut 18,600 jobs in that period. Also, manufacturing down 1,000 jobs, and government lost 9,000 workers. The Federal Reserve probably will not change their current glide path because of today's weak jobs report. The Fed has already indicated they plan to hike rates 25 basis points at the June 14th FOMC meeting. To change would raise a red flag that something is wrong with the economy. So they go forward in June with no surprises for the market, and that would be their second rate hike of 2017. The Fed has indicated they'll raise rates three times this year. That likely means another rate hike in September. Still, for now, we're seeing inflation trending below the Fed's 2% target, the continuing low unemployment rate, more than a year now without breaking the 5% mark. That will only sharpen the debate over how close the labor market is to capacity or full employment. And while 4.3% unemployment is a strong number, we know there's still slack in the labor market, particularly reflected in stagnant wage growth. Still, at this point, in the very long recovery, the economy only needs to gain about 100,000 jobs per month to absorb population growth and maintain current unemployment rates, and that should be enough for the Fed to continue with a third rate hike this year. Now, if you're keeping score, we have 80 straight months of job gains, the longest streak on record. So we have a trend. Nearly 9 years into one of the longest economic expansions in history, we probably need to lower expectations. There is a slim chance the economy will consistently post jobs over 200,000. Today's numbers were weak, even a little ugly, but the trend is still positive. Corporate earnings have been strong, very strong in the first quarter. Even as first quarter GDP came in with an anemic 1.2% rate, we look forward to better GDP growth in the second quarter. Now forget Washington delivering a jolt of economic stimulus. Forget about the Fed hiking rates. That's all baked into the cake. The big question is whether businesses are willing to invest in jobs, and if business invests in workers, workers invest in American business. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 62 at 21206, S&P 500 up 9 at 2439, NASDAQ up 58 at 6305, all three hitting record high closes. Follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, the daily blog, eatthebankers.com.